Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Huda and Me, written by H. Hayek and read by Jean Bashura.
She's sitting in the airport lounge fiddling with our tickets. I can tell she's excited because she has a little smile on her face and she keeps glancing at her pink digital watch. I can't believe we're doing this. I can't believe we're running away from home. Well, we're not really running away. We'll come back. We're running to our parents, on the other side of the world. We're getting out of Melbourne because it all became too much. At least for Huda. And I'm an idiot for agreeing to go with her. But I need to make sure she doesn't do anything stupid or get herself into some kind of mess. We'll be dead meat if we're caught before we reach Lebanon. We'll be in trouble with Aunt Amal, with our principal, and with the police. Not to mention what Mum and Dad will do if they find out before we can explain. Thinking about it now makes me nervous. I check the time on my watch. 15 minutes until boarding. Huda's looking at the red tag around her neck, trying to read the words. I can see her lips moving as she sounds out the letters. Akil, she calls to me, more loudly than she needs to. She's sitting with her legs crossed on the fancy purple couch opposite me, like she's watching telly at home. Her school backpack is on the floor next to her, half open. Two dolls' heads poke out. I told her not to pack any toys. What's unaccompanied minor mean? Unaccompanied. I want to tell her it means someone who goes to pee without help. It means you don't have an adult with you, I say, shaking my head. She looks at me with her black eyes and smiles, a naughty smile. She knows her plan is going perfectly. Huda might not be the smartest kid in her class, but I don't know any other 9-year-old who would steal a credit card and convince an airline to let her fly to the other side of the world. As I sigh at my little sister, the announcement is made. All children traveling on flight XFL60 to Lebanon, please board at the gate now. Huda grins. She grabs her bag and zips it shut. Then she pulls her crumpled plane ticket from her pocket and tries to smooth the creases from it. She looks at me, still smiling. I want to stick my fingers in her dimples and see how deep they'll go. Are you ready, brother? In a way, she says the word brother to tease me. But I know she's also reminding me that I have to stay with her because she's 2 years younger than me.